Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I think you should have, look at this. I think you should have the whole show, just a show of intros for half an hour, because that intro is long. So I think you should do it that way.
Well, we're up here in the second floor of the pavilion, up in the handicap section. I'm looking down at an empty pavilion.
Yeah, it is empty. Probably not, though. Cause
it's nice that they let us in here.
But, ew. I think we're going to have all those people come on next week. That's your ambition, so you can get all the credit. Look at me. I got the Jenkins on or whatever.
Well, why don't you tell everyone? I said I think we should have Ryan Fannin, Jay Wright, Chris Jenkins, and Ryan Hutcher-Diacono on the show. You don't want to do it, though.
What is their incentive of coming on here? None.
They're on top of the world right now. They're going anywhere. Little pub, little...
They have no reason to go to... You're going to have to promote the hell out of it, because if you want to do it, if we even did it.
I think Jay Wright would come on.
Jay would probably come on, but I cannot even interview people.
You know Ryan Fannin will come on. He'll be like, oh, yeah, you want to talk about the team? Let's go.
Yeah, well...
Couldn't shut him up yesterday at down there on Market Street.
He has to talk. He's the thing of the parade. Well, welcome in on a week that we've had quoting birds, Sam Hickey quoting about the BlackBerry keyboard of 2007, how he misses it.
Don't go to the line yet. I wanted to say something.
Yes. What? Right,
finish your thought.
No, my thought is there. I was gonna do a bit, but I'll wait.
Yeah, it's your bit.
No. I
don't know if we've ever had a more ridiculously packed show of content.
There's a lot.
For starters, many people... I remember Berman about 20 years ago saying, 20, 25 years ago, I think I was in high school, saying that this is arguably the greatest week in sports. And, you know, it's hard-pressed to find a better one. You get the Final Four wraps up.
Right.
The Masters. Opening day of baseball, all chalked into one. You got the NBA wrapping up, the NHL wrapping up. And then, isn't there some sort of, like, racing? Like, it's something in racing?
No racing.
Okay, all right. But still, that's a ton. And it's a ton. And now, never has it been more evident than this week in Philadelphia. Like, with all everything going on with Philadelphia and the Flyers and the Hunt and Nova capturing the championship.
Yes.
All right. So then we have all that to talk about. We got our first championship to discuss since we started the show. That's a huge deal.
What?
Instead of speculation and hypotheticals and hope, we actually have a real championship that was achieved during the tenure of this show.
Yes. Which, a long tenure was motion of in this one, yes. So,
we got the Flyers at two games left, right, this weekend.
Right.
What's really interesting is the battling. The games are going to end. Their games are going to end right during the first period of our first game. So we basically are going to know exactly what's at stake with both games still to be played. We're going to know exactly what we need to accomplish in order to get in the playoffs.
Yes.
That's interesting. The Warriors, three games left. Huge weekend. Today and tomorrow. Tomorrow, the titanic matchup with the Spurs. Will the Spurs home
get that
unbeaten streak continue? Will the Spurs' home unbeaten streak continue? Will the Warriors be able to do it and get three more wins and set the record? I mean, that's interesting as heck. You got the Phillies; they can't buy a game. Okay, they're gonna set the record for the most amount of losses to start a season in franchise history.
What is that?
Well,
like
if they get five tonight,
yeah,
which they will. That'll be the worst start since like 1939 or something. And that season they won like 52 games or something like that.
There's a lot true to see in back then. They only played 148 games.
Whatever. The point is we do suck. It's been proven already.
Well, it could be 2-2.
And then on top of all that, my final thought. Of course, I want to dominate with Nova, but my final thought is we have the whole same hinky. Trust the process. Experiment is over. And tons of reactions on both sides all week since Wednesday, since that blew up. I can't believe that. So throw all that in the mix. I've never seen more content for our show. The field is the show is yours. The floor is yours. Knock it out the park.
No, you got to actually talk. You build it up. Are you actually going to say something
about any of it?
You have to talk about it if you're going to spend 5 minutes building it up. We go to, let's go to Polycu, because some who Sam Hinkie called Dodo, I don't think he is one. Some will probably disagree. Sam Hinkie is talking about moa birds in his manifesto. Go ahead, sir.
You know, I wasn't going to call you this week because nothing happened. You know, it was a pretty just boring and dull week of nothing, you know, nothing going on. So I didn't think we'd have anything to talk about this week, right?
Right. You would think that, and it turned out very opposite. The exact opposite way.
Yeah, well, first off, congratulations. I tell you what, even I, and I, as long as you know me, I'm not really a Villanova fan. However, even I jumped out of my chair when they hit that last shot. And I was, I was glad they won, too, because it felt like one of those things where, honestly, they played the best the whole tournament. They deserved to win the title. And I felt like when Paige hit that crazy shot at the end, I felt like if the game went to overtime, that Villanova didn't really have the momentum, and it would be a shame if they lost
overtime. You would have think that they would have just let it go in overtime. So, so when Paige hit that shot, it felt like a complete momentum shift, at least.
Yep, and I did. I remember feeling bad for Villanova at that point. So I was like, you know what, they deserve this game. It looks like they might not win. But then, Jenkins hits the three at the buzzer, and wow. That's not much more to say about that. That's a great tournament.
They deserved it. They played 100% the whole tournament start to finish, just playing the absolute that you could possibly play, and they did everything to deserve this championship. And they're enjoying the heck out of it, and they should. And major up to them. You did it all yourself. You weren't helped out by anyone. You did it all yourself, and you should. I think that's what I'm most proud of. There was no bad calls that helped you or no, whatever. It's just good basketball wins a championship, and that's what they should be proud of.
I agree. I kind of feel like we got everything out of Sam Hinkie that we need. It's like, at this point, you know, they brought him in. He did what he said he was going to do, which this year you can say a lot of things about. But regardless, they're in a spot over the next few months to improve their team. I don't really think you need Sam Hinkie anymore. If he wants to quit, fine. But, I mean, we got our tank. We got our draft and stuff.
I think that's the way to do it. I think he would have been of no assistance because he's not proven that he could do anything but just tear down a team, and he did that about as well as you can do. So, I don't think he would have been of any help anymore We thank him for his service, and we move on.
Yeah, some service. No, I agree. They got what they need out of him. You need, at this point, you need a basketball guy to build around. I don't know about Michelangelo, but I'm willing to give that a shot. Sam, thanks for tearing the team down. You got the script. Let's see how it works out.
You did a good job. I bet you'll get another job as assistant GM. You'll have to work your way back up.
I actually don't know about that. He may not do another GM.
I don't think he'll run another team, but he'll probably be a assistant GM in a powerhouse program. You could go to San Antonio right now and probably get a job in the front of, in the front office doing something if you want. Thank you, and we'll see you again.
You won the title.
All right. Yes, we won the title. I think that is the most impressive part of it. It's, why do you go tomorrow? We're going to put them. It's just that they did it the right way, and they did not get much help from anyone. A person that does not need much help from me because he does all himself is Kalpa, and he's up right now. Go ahead.
Jamie, how are you?
Good.
So they have something happy in Philadelphia. Good game. You know, way to, you know, I'm not a big pumpkin ball guy, but it's something good for the city. It was a good article about, you know, that there's actually something happy. So that was good to see. I had Carolina to win it, but I won my pot anyways, regardless. But I want to ask you a question I talked about yesterday on my Spreaker account on my NFL podcast. This is what I think Chubbles does with the fortune cookies. 49ers. I think he wants Tarzan. You remember how bad he wanted him? Remember how bad he wanted with your Philadelphia? He couldn't make it done. I think they trade him to because now that Denver, I don't think wants him. I think Elway's done with his being a big prima donna. I think they trade him to Tennessee for their quarterback and give him their first round, and they eat that contract. Tennessee does. And I think then they trade away their first two as well. I think they regroup at Tennessee, but I think they trade K-Man to Tennessee for his quarterback, Tarzan, brings him back to the West Coast. Your thoughts?
I think that's very possible that he could do that because he wanted him bad. And I think he's the ammunition to do that, and he could do that.
Because I heard there was a question in my trade, but that's his chance. Goes back to West Coast. They're rock bottom. And, you know, it's kind of like you're probably too young for that, but it was the head coach of my Blackhawks and St. Louis Blues who just destroyed two clubs. I can't remember his name was, but he won a ring with the Rangers. Can't remember his name was.
Right.
But I don't know his name was. Your dad would probably know. I can't remember his name was. It escapes me. But no. It's the most. They're paranoid coaches. They'll do whatever it takes to win. I mean, I was in the new stadium here in Minnesota, the Viking Stadium. It's nice. I was in there yesterday doing some work down. It's nice.
That going? Yes, it's coming.
Going good.
You only got what, one more year or two more years in the old?
No, they're
stadium.
Done. They're playing this year. They did 2 years at TCF Field, so. I was down there in the main field, and the electrician goes, "What are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm looking." I said, "Well, I'm in enemy territory in the first place, but it's nice. They're bringing all the nice stuff in, the TVs, and it's the building's
so
done. They're just getting
there
ready to go this
so
year.
Playing there
yep,
this
the,
year.
Yep,
okay.
Oh yeah, I walked to the locker room, stood it yesterday. We brought some TVs in there. It's nice. It's a beautiful facility. The outside's ugly. The inside's nice. It looks like a ship, but yeah, the people stadium. So." You know, the Twinkies aren't doing very well, but my Cowboys have done.
That they helped out on.
Exactly. You know, that's why I call him the Minnesota Twins. So, how are the phonies doing? How are they doing? The Twinkies are 0-4. Joe Mauer's still overpaid and people are unhappy, you know, blah, blah, blah. How's your baseball team doing?
Baseball is 0-4 and with a horrendous bullpen, so that's where we are. And now
somebody asked me the other day, and I want to ask this question since you are the voice of Philly here on BTR. What sport is Philly? Are you guys a football town or a baseball town? What do you perceive Philly to be?
I think it's very close, but I think Philly, of course, is a football town. They just have – I know that baseball team here has a tremendous amount of history. They've been around since 1883.
That's
but
right. That's
I think first and foremost, we got more diehard football fans that all they care about is football than baseball. So I think it's very close, but in the end, we're a baseball town.
That's what I thought. Now, how about the Flyboys? Are they on the edge? Are they going to get into the Lord Stanley this year or not?
I believe they will get in, and they will need some help. I believe they get it, though. I think they're motivated. I think they're mad that they've kind of crept a bit on the last two games. So I think they will rally and get in.
All right, who's? Give me, I know it's early in the season. Just give me, you can cut me loose, get back to your show. Just give me two teams you think could be in the hysteria in Houston, Super Bowl 51. Who's your two team? I know it's early. What two that you would probably take in Super Bowl 51? Who would you take in there, 51? Who do you think is going to be there?
Who would I take in 51? I would take probably Patriots. I would say I have no reason not to. And someone
like
the Pack.
Yep. I think it's going to be KC in the Pack. I think it might be KC in the Pack. KC, because KC now has a chance to beat up on Horseface in Denver. So I think it's going to be a fun 50, the hysteria in Houston.
They do.
So.
I think maybe New England and the Pack. That's my way too early Super Bowl.
Well, I know. It's just kind of fun to look ahead, you know.
It is. It is. And thank you for that, Kelpa. And I'll look so much forward to talking to you next week.
I'll see you next time, Jamie. You have a great week, all right?
All right. Let's go to who do we go to? Are you gonna come in and give some of your thoughts on the tape record about this historic weekend? Anyways, yes. Let's go to what, Craig? Let's go to Frank. He's up. Welcome in. Where is it? Are you there?
All right. Good morning. How you doing?
Hello. Morning.
You know what I'm going to ask you first? Give me a Masters pick.
I think Dustin Johnson, maybe. I think Spieth has got a lot of pressure on him right now. So, and I think Dustin is bound to break through. I really like him. He's kind of just lurking there. I don't think he'll go away today. He'll be right there tomorrow. I would still probably pick Spieth because he's just playing so well, and he's been able to withstand the weather the first 2 days. But Johnson, don't be surprised. I think this might be his time. I don't know.
Your dark horse Johnson. Okay. All right.
He's not much of a dark horse, but I think he could do it. And there's people
and the
like
Phillies
Scott
in the first
Piercy
four games have wasted two really good starting games because of that crappy bullpen. They got to do something because after the seventh inning, nobody can keep the ball in the ballpark.
Right, and they got at least figure out. Go with the system and stick with it. Yesterday, they got people like Kina Hosa, who's supposed to be the closer. He's warming up in the sixth when they're down 4-1. So what I want Pete to do is I want Pete to come up with a system and just ride or die with it.
What's going on? So Camels is pitching today. What's going on with this talk about San Francisco and Tennessee, where did that come up? Is that just cow poke in his head?
Yeah, he's just talking about it and seeing if he's just, he's just making an example out of him, I guess.
Well, Tennessee's not going to get rid of Mariota. They want Mariota. They're going to ride with him for a while.
Yeah, and I think they're going to ride with Mariota and Tunsil and get him to protect them, and then you're set for like 10 years. So,
I also agree. Kaepernick showed who he was, that he just wants the money. He doesn't care about anything else, like the dope. He could have gone to Denver and been a hero, won a Super Bowl, but he wouldn't come off his demands, you know?
And now
otherwise, he would have been the Denver quarterback, right?
And now Denver's kind of up a creek without paddle per se, I guess. That's not the best, but looking for a quarterback, which they might not have.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Exactly. All right. And then what how about tonight? You going tonight?
I think tonight, I said to you yesterday, and I do agree because it's good last year. It doesn't go too long. So maybe, yes, I think I go.
All right, I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, thank you for your beautiful advice. We got to get rid of him, and thank you.
And by the way.
I don't like cutting people.
Are you gonna?
I like letting them talk.
You got to make a decision about this villain and everything that you want to go ahead with, because I don't want to go ahead with it, but you want to, so.
No, so. If you want them on, I'll try and get them on.
It'd just be too much, and they never do it.
Right, I'll do it. Come on.
Anyway, let's go to Mr. The Other Craig. He's up. How are you? Welcome back.
JC, big day today for the Flyboys. What's your prognosis?
Huge day. Huge. Yes, it's a huge day. They gotta right the ship. Let's go. I think we're having some issue with them for whatever reason.
Jamie, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Sorry, sir. Go ahead.
All right, what's your prognostication on the game?
I think for at least today, they will keep it close, and I think they'll be able to, with the combination of Pittsburgh, not really, I don't think they care too much whether they lose 5-1 or it. So I think they'll be able to eke one out. Of course, it'll be a hard game, physical game, and bumping and bruising, but I think that they will be able to eke one out.
It all depends if Pittsburgh wants to knock the Flyers out of the playoffs. They have nothing to fight for, but they don't like the Flyers. We're their biggest rival and enemy. So if they bring Crosby into the place, if they're the toughest team in hockey, they're going to be really tough to beat.
Yes, I think if they want to, they could turn on the Jets and just go. But it's a question of, like, want to and desire for them.
And the beauty of it is we may not need that game. That game might be completely irrelevant.
It might be completely meaningless for both sides. I think that's a very real possibility that it could be absolutely meaning zero.
Well, meaning and I have, we would still have to eat the Islanders.
We would still have to win the Islanders game, but
if Detroit or Boston loses today, we only need 2 points.
Yes. So if we get a couple of losses, that would render this game somewhat meaningless, which would be good for us. I think the Islanders are going to be tough because they could score the puck. They got Tavares that can just kill you, and they got a couple others. Well, their puck is tough. And
yeah, but the Islanders have a lot of key players hurt. So they're going to be resting a lot of guys. If we have to have that win, I think we have a much better chance to win that one than we do today.
I do, because they're going to be rested and they won't have that same 1-2 to ruin this late season playoff push that Pittsburgh does.
Let's hope the Bruins and the Red Wings get beat. So what do you think
that's
about
what you have to.
Who's your pick?
Well, I know. I think either Spieth or Jones. I think those are the only two that could win, because Spieth he's got the monkey. He has no pressure. He's done it before. He knows what it feels like to do it. So I think that's a huge advantage. I think that cannot be mentioned or overstated that he knows how to do it. But Johnson's right there. He's done it before. He knows the course very, very, very well. I think he could do it. You have people like Piercy, Bryson DeChambeau that's right there. So it's going to be a fun weekend. No matter what, it's going to be a fun, close, down to the wire.
I didn't hear you mention the lad from Northern Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know my stance on him. I think he's got a chance on every major. He just got to limit the bad putting and hit some good shots, and he'll be right there. And you know that with him, he'll always be there.
Yeah, I think him and Jordan can go run away and hide if they play well today.
Yes, it's going to be another tough weather day, so that's going to be tough, I think, if they really can get past the wind, and the wind, which is not going to stop today. They could really distance themselves quite a bit if they shoot a good round today.
Yeah, even par will be a good score on that course today because the greens are firm and choppy, and there's going to be a lot of wind.
Firm and fast, that's what they are. I think even par would probably come close to winning the whole thing. I struggle to think that someone is going to break par. I just hung up. We had some bounces.
Nice, isn't it?
I think maybe, but that's not a big deal.
Hey, listen, I have a question for you.
What?
On a national perspective and a local perspective, give me the top two stories in order of the week.
I think you got to talk a little bit because I've been doing a lot of talking. You said the hardest.
I think nationally and locally, there's no doubt the NCAA championship game is the talk of the world.
And we'll continue to be. It's not going to stop.
Probably the greatest college basketball game ever and clearly the greatest ending.
It's such a shame because it could probably be on such more of a scope if it was on TBS and the NCAA didn't make that horrific deal. I don't want people to miss out because
what the game is.
I did. Well, yeah, but more people would have known about it. Go ahead, though.
Secondly, I could say on a national perspective, the next second biggest story has to be the Masters.
Yes.
And then locally, it's debatable whether it's the Hinkie experiment, the trust the process being shown the door, or the Fly Guys in their battle for the playoff push.
I think Hinkie is pretty big nationally, too. It's not like any other GM resignation.
It was actually one of ESPN's top five stories yesterday.
And by the way, Brian Colangelo is in all likelihood going to be interviewed tomorrow at 2:30. So just the programming then for you.
Wow, on Sunday. That's interesting. Just when there's nobody around.
2:30.
Sunday afternoon.
We got a Josh Harris press conference that he's not formally announced the purpose of it yet.
But I hate it. I can't stand it. Oh, I hate listening to him talk so much. It's excruciating.
Oh, because you got a phobia about people's voices. I know it.
Like a surfer dude that says, a ton. He does not sound like he built all these million-dollar businesses.
Well, he did.
I don't know how.
Yes, Global Asset Management. That's the company.
I don't know how.
He's bought ADT, too, which I think is great. Jeff, give
me. Is that the security
system? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is there any end in sight with this dude?
No, he's going to keep going. He should keep going.
Do you think the Hanky's bigger than the Flyers locally?
It's tough because just by the sheer amount of people who care. And it's tough for me because I definitely do care about the Flyers, but
right.
A lot. But I think he gets the slight edge.
Okay. I definitely, for me, I think the Flyers are more important because the team making the playoffs in this town is ultimately what we're talking about.
Yes.
And the Hinkie thing is just like, that's just a means to get to that end point at some year down the line. Where
I would say,
talking about the present, they win two games. They're in the
playoffs. And the Hinkie thing, it's not like people did not expect it because they did to some level. They could never.
Yeah, I mean, this city was calling for him, but there's certain knuckleheads that trusted the process, and they were full-fledged on the Hinkieites, as they're called. They were full-fledged on board, right?
Right. We are done here. All right, PLD, bye. Okay. Are we got? Yes.
Yeah,
maybe next week, maybe not.
No, we're going to decide. We're not just going to do a maybe. This thing's going to be publicly advertised, and we're going to forget like that.
I don't think you're not like an important person. I don't think you could get him. I just don't.